sun. Keep my words and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live, and my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your intimate friend. So that they may keep you from men adulterers, from the foreigner who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house I looked out through my lattice, and I saw among the naive and discerned among the youth a young man lacking sense, passing through the street near a corner. Her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the middle of the night and the darkness. And behold, a woman comes to meet him, dressed as a prostitute. Boisterous and rebellious, her feet do not remain at home. She is now in the streets, now in the public squares, and lurks by every corner. So she seizes him and kisses him, and with a brazen face she says to him, I was due to offer peace offerings. Today I have paid my vows.
Therefore I have come out to meet you, to seek your presence diligently, and I have found you.
I have spread my couch with coverings,
with colored linens of Egypt. I have sprinkled my bed with myrrhos and cinnamon.
Come, let's drink our fill of love until morning. Let's delight ourselves with caresses.
For my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him. At the full moon he will come home. With her many persuasions she entices him. With her flattering lips she seduces him.
Suddenly he follows her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as one walks in ankle bracelets to the discipline of a fool.
Until an arrow pierces through his liver, as a bird hurries to the snare, so he does.
attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths. For many